Right, so welcome to the November 20th use case realization call. Today we are going to be discussing network slicing, and Swami is going to be giving a presentation on network slicing. We have no meeting next week due to the US holidays, and after the meeting after that, Xinmao will be presenting on MDONs. So, and there was an interesting development. I think there was, I had heard actually that some people were having issues talking about the demo happening on December 5th. Some of the teams are having issues actually with the Rutgers installation. Apparently they don't have the latest load, and some of the, for example, components like ANEI aren't installed. And so, some teams may be okay, but other teams might be affected, just so you're aware. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to turn the floor over to Swami. You ready?
Yeah, thank you. 1 minute, I'll just share my screen. So are you able to see my screen?
Yeah, we can see.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Ben. Yeah, hi, everyone. So I'll present the network slicing use case, giving a little bit of overview about the overall view, as well as the steps that we are taking in Frankfurt. Okay, not all of the aspects, if you ask me, not all of the aspects are, at least with respect to the overall scope, right, which is going to be like a multi-release work as far as ONAP is concerned, is agreed and sorted out, because as we go through the presentation, I'd also explain some of the things that are still under discussion, for example, with the architecture committee. So you should, I mean, it's like those things, you can take it as like with a star mark, that is like work in progress. But nevertheless, I'll try to give a picture. Okay, so if you look at the overall view, right, the 3GPP view in terms of how the network slice concept is evolved. So actually, when we started off the use case proposal, it was, the 3GPP specifications laid out the association between the communication services, the slice instance, and the slice subnet instance. So maybe just to sort out the abbreviation, so the NSI is the network slice instance, which actually refers to a specific or a particular instance of a network slice. NSSI talks about a network slice subnet instance. So it is really the subnet of a slice. So which means you can have a core slice subnet instance, a RAN slice subnet instance, or a transport slice subnet instance. Okay. So the earlier it was the association between the slice and the slice subnets was like a one-to-one association between the communication service and the slice instance. And then a slice instance was typically composed of multiple slice subnet instances. So when I say multiple slice subnet instances, obviously, as you can see on the left side of the figure, there will be a core NSSI, there will be a transport NSSI, which of course 3GPP will not show, but there will also be an access NSSI. However, if you see the latest spec, right, which was released in September, there is a small update, actually. I mean, in one sense, it's small. In another sense, it is quite significant. That is, the association between the NSSI and the NSI is one-to-one. So the idea is that the GPP is trying to bring in a concept like that the topmost NSSI, if you may call it, it will kind of span the entire, the end-to-end subnets. Okay, there are some reasons possible for this change, but as of now, I would not get into the discussion of why it was brought about. I mean, for example, to support different deployment architectures and to interoperate with non-3GPP systems, probably that was one of the primary reasons. But I think we'll reserve that discussion probably for a later session. But this is the state, this is the current latest version, and the proposal that we have made, I mean, for the some of the parts, it is completely aligned. For the parts which is not aligned yet, it is still under discussion with the ARCOM, and it's not, just to clarify, not within the scope of Frankfurt. Okay, so this is just to give the management functions associated with the network slicing. So there are three management functions, which is one is the CSMF or the communication service management function, then the NSMF, which is at the network slice level, and then at the network slice subnet level. So the, I mean, from the name itself, the topmost is responsible for translating the service requirements into what would be required from a network slice perspective. Then the middle one is responsible pretty much for the end-to-end orchestration of a network slice instance, and including the slice instance lifecycle management. So I'll come to that in the next slide. The NSSMF is responsible for the orchestration of the network slice subnet instance. Okay, so just before we get into the lifecycle, so these are some of the architectural options of realizing those management functions that we see here from an ONAP perspective. This we prepared taking into account inputs coming from various sources. So these are like some potential things that we foresee could be the practical deployment options. The first one is where ONAP is playing the role of CSMF, NSMF, as well as the NSSMF. So all these slice management functions are within ONAP. This is the first scenario. The second scenario is your CSMF, the communication service management function. Maybe it's part of the OSS or kind of integrated with the OSS, or it can be an external third party system, which will interact with ONAP. But the NSMF and the NSSMFs are realized within ONAP. The third option is the CSMF as well as the NSSMF, right? So here, this is where I was telling that, right, that there are some changes with the 3GPP specs. So this bottom portion might undergo changes, but the concept remains the same. The NSSMF is external to ONAP. Only the network slice management function alone is within ONAP. This is one of the possible scenarios. The last option, of course, is only the bottommost portion is outside ONAP. The CSMF and NSMF are within ONAP. So this is actually the one that we are implementing for Frankfurt. That is, the CSMF and NSMF are going to be within ONAP, and the NSSMF is going to be outside of ONAP. Okay, here, like I said, right? So the point I was just 1 minute. So with respect to this update, right? So the 1:1 association now between the NSI and the topmost NSSI. So this will have some implication here in this portion also, where you will have one layer, which is like the overarching NSSMF, if you may call it. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So in this case, what is the role of in your option three? So option one and two, two comments. Option one and two, I don't know if adapter doing, because there's no line or anything. Need adapter there because you're not talking to anything in option one and two.
Yeah, Vimal. So we may, as we move forward, right, we may again have to debate that, because initially the thought process was that to keep this part, right, the parts above the adapter to be agnostic of what is happening below, Vimal. That was the initial thought process.
I'll just leave it later, because right now it's not talking to anybody, so that's fine. In option three, the way I understand is, the ONAP is just a pass-through. That means that all the network element will be instantiated by these and configured by the bottom end and will be managed by boxes. Then in that case, what is ONAP doing here? Except here the slice segment request for me. And yeah, I don't know what...
Yeah. So it will be a very minimalistic work only, Vimal. So the idea is that we are the goal for us is to be able to support all these different deployment configurations, Vimal. The goal in terms of demo, right? So we will be starting with Frankfurt with 4, and then the point here is, if you are looking here, right, with respect to this particular option 3. So still there will be some work that will happen in ONAP. Like for example, the slice profile based on the slice profile, you determine whether you want to reuse an existing slice instance or whether you want to instantiate, right? So that decision making will still be there, but I fully agree, because you do not have the detailed view of the resources, right? So it is going to be, I mean, if I may say it, a derogatory term, it's maybe like a superfluous decision.
Can I just finish one and before you answer my question? Just let me walk through it. So we know, we put network function description, onboard network and network services. We know how to instantiate. We know how to instantiate network functions. We know how to do the connectivity and all that. And we have all the in our STC that get distributed. So if you say that now I want to have a slice, you, if you say that I have this whatever communication services function which is outside, and even that's a network outside ONAP, and network slice segment is outside ONAP, but it is on the top of ONAP, and it says now I need to, so network slice, let me go to the network slice subnet instance, and the subnet instance says I need network element, and they need to be connected. Then I call ONAP, three network element. It has a description. It has the, all the details. Knows to instantiate that network function. And if the network function is already existing, then nothing need to be done. You just say that. What I'm saying is that at least you are using app to instantiate network element. Saying I have nothing to do with network. The network element are instantiated by this network slice. Function which is outside ONAP, I see really no role or no value of ONAP. It means you could have done everything outside ONAP and just say, why bother?
So in the, I mean, I assume now you're referring particularly for this, for the scenario three, right?
Yes.
I agreed, Vimal. The only thing there where it will be doing any, if at all there is the step that it will be doing is, you get the request, the CSMF will ask a request for a slice with certain requirements, let's say with the profile that it will share. The only job that ONAP will do is there anything in my inventory that will match this? If at all, if it is yes, okay, then it's a trivial callback. If no, again, it's a trivial thing because ONAP is just going to pass on the request southbound to the NSS. That's the, pretty much the work that is going to be done by ONAP. So it's a very small decision-making thing that is going to happen. That's
how do you demonstrate ONAP? Instantiation of this network element is done outside. They are not inventoried. How do you monitor them? How do you, I just don't see, if everything is outside, you could have kept your CSFMF, NSFMF and NSFMF outside because there is really nothing that SO or API or OOF and ANAI is doing, and nothing is being monitored.
So in that sense, Vimal, okay, this is something we need to debate also further. That is, so still there could be, I mean, if you're looking at the closed loop, right? So somebody has to still look at the end-to-end slice KPIs, right? So somebody has to look at whether the end-to-end thing, for example, latency or throughput or whatever is met. If not, trigger some corrective action. Of course, the corrective action from ONAP perspective in option three will be again trivial because it has nothing under its control in terms of resources or devices. But the trigger again will come from ONAP or has to come from ONAP.
Because if ONAP doesn't even know what are the network element, how can it even monitor them? Because it didn't instantiate. It's not in any AI inventory. It's not in DCAE. It doesn't know what those that are available because it has no way to know what element network functions were instantiated by these green boxes at the bottom.
Vimal, correct me if I'm wrong. So in that case, right, in this, I mean, specifically again with respect to option three, the slice subnet related KPIs would have to be reported by these NSSMFs up to the NSMF, Vimal. Only then your NSMF will be able to take a decision at an end-to-end slice instance. I mean, of course, it will not know the internals of the NSSIs.
So I think, Swami, the key point, by the way, Shankar here, the key point is how rich is that interface going to be between the ONAP NSMF and the third party or external NSSMF, right? I think that will determine how much of information is going to be inventoried into ONAP and made available to ONAP, and what would be its role.
Not just inventory, Sankar. If I don't know, these are the five network element. Mm-hmm. I need to know what are the different type of KPIs I get from this element. What are the different?
Absolutely.
If I don't have the network description in my SDC, I don't have a fault dictionary. I don't have a KPI dictionary. I don't know what to do with them. And you can't just inventory them in ANEI and say now I can manage them
One abstraction could be Vimal, if the granularity at which these KPIs are monitored and reported, if it is at the level of, let's say, an NSSI, right, then it would still be feasible for, let's say, the NSMF to report it, right?
Sankar. It is aggregated, but it's aggregated. If I don't know what network element is causing that problem, I have no way to fix it. I have to know that my aggregate thing is down, but the culprit is these two node or this one node, then only I can fix it. If I don't know which network element to go and change, just looking at aggregate data will not allow me to do any take any action. I will know, yes, slice is down, slice is not working properly, but I don't know who is the culprit.
That's true, Vimal. I think, you know, I see your point. So you're saying it's not empowering ONAP to make decisions in terms of manipulating network elements and configuration. So that is true. But at least in some sense, right, I think option three is something that I think we can begin with. And then option one is something that we'll anyway have to pursue too, right? So in some sense, all the four options are going to be supported eventually by the model that we create. So one of the things that we try to do from a joint proposal perspective when we merged the two existing slicing proposals that came in was to see how we can accommodate all the four options. Right. So I think we could probably build out the NSSMF in a way such that it does not preclude building the NSSMF with an ONAP too. Does that make sense? Like, or do you think that's too ambiguous at this point?
I don't think so, because maybe let me ask a very basic question, and I won't take your time for, you know, because maybe I'm the only one who is not getting it. Do we inventory any network element packaging in our STC? Does STC even understand that these are the 10 network elements those could be used for, whether it's RAN or core or anything, connectivity? Or is it completely outside that we just say core and SSMM, it knows what element to instantiate?
So Swami, do we know what exactly the third party NSSMF API support is requiring? I know we kind of started with the APIs, but do we exactly know what is going to be inventory? Because I remember seeing a slide that said all the information regarding the external NSSMF will be onboarded. I think what Vimal is asking is very pertinent, right? What exactly does that contain?
Yeah, Shankar, I think the inventory information, if I'm not wrong, okay, just let me go there. So this is still a work in progress.
Jimmy Forsyth, the ANAI PTL is online too.
Hey, Jimmy.
And also, by the way, Shankar, even to put anything on ANAI, you need to have a model that also comes from STC. So you can't inventory something that STC didn't say
part of the service, yeah.
Vimal, I don't think that is going to be, at least as I understand it, right, for the external NSSMF case, whether it is, okay, option four is what we are doing, but it doesn't matter whether it's three or four. I'm not sure whether the details are going to be onboarded by STC. But one point, Vimal, to the fact that you are mentioning, right, that something is going wrong at the slice level and something has to be fixed on the device, So even when we are saying that the external, I mean, the NSSMF is going to be outside ONAP, I would imagine that the anything that is going wrong at the subnet level, I mean, for example, a fault or a KPI for that subnet, if it is not met, I would imagine that ONAP will not enter into the picture. ONAP will enter into the picture only when something is going wrong at the end-to-end level. Well, I know that's a little, I mean, maybe if you can call it a little superfluous, because like you rightly pointed out, ONAP will not be able to pinpoint the issue, but it has to then again instruct or get the help from the NSSMFs to fix the issue. It can sense the issue or it can detect the issue that though there is nothing wrong at a subnet level, there is something wrong when everything is stitched together. Maybe the end-to-end latency, there is some issue, or I mean, whatever it might be. Then it has to again go back to the NSSMFs and say that, try to fix this issue or see if there is something that can be done.
So I think I have a question too. Like say you're slicing only in the design time already predefined in the SDC, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in other words, during the instantiation time, right? During the instantiation into the MSO, right? The slicing already defined. MSO doesn't even do anything. You say, oh, basically design time, the service designer get into slicing based on the, you know, what we try to slicing the network element. Is that true or not? That's what I want to confirm with you.
I'm not sure if I got your question right. Are you asking that if everything is determined at the design time itself, and then it's a question of just instantiating what you determined at design time, Yuan?
Because the Vimo asked you a question, connectivity. You know that's the south I'm going with him. Right? Say, we have the 5G network element. You want to slicing, right? Slicing the for the saving the resource purpose. You slicing have three slicing. The slicing is during the design time in the say in modeling, you say I would like to do, let's say the CEO on the slicing S1, S2, S3. Now you say how the S1, 2, 3 interconnect, the logical connection at that time you will be defined, right? And I'm talking to you in the modeling work. Oh, you say no, I will define you during the even that it's after instantiation. That's why I ask you, what is your solution in here? So design in the design time or after instantiation time?
See, the subnet instances, Joanne, will be determined at runtime. So for example, if I'm having to instantiate a new end-to-end slice, right? So the new end-to-end slice, maybe just going back to this picture, so for example, it is going to consist of a slice subnet for a core and a slice subnet for an access network. Okay, so these two are going to be, let's assume just for the sake of simplicity, we are instantiating these two again, okay, for creating that new slice instance. So then only at the time of instantiation that we will be tying these two together. I mean, when I say tying these two, okay, establishing the connectivity between those two slice subnet instances. I mean, in the simplest case, then you have the cases of sharing where you could have something that is existing, something that you create, and then the connections are re-established, also established newly, like in this case where you see, right? So this is the next level. And you talk about sharing.
Okay.
Emil, I think to your point, maybe we should have some follow-on, discussion offline as well, Vimal. In terms of Frankfurt, at least in terms of the richness, because it will have an impact on the closed-loop control, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think you can do closed-loop control. I'll explain one more time.
Okay.
So Shankar said that I can pass slice KPI. I won't send KPI per device, but per network element, only the slice KPI. Well, and then I can, those KPIs are actually collected by slice manager of this end-to-end, whether it's NSSMF or NSS4N or transport or core NSFMF is the one that's collecting all those slices. It can send those KPI, which are slice specific KPI, but not everything else. And then it says, okay, ONAP says, my end-to-end latency is poor. It doesn't know why it's poor. Is it the transport, is it the RAN, or is it the core? It can't tell, And even if I can't tell, even if I can tell, I have no idea what is the root cause. So all I can do is that, yeah, it's bad, and do something about it. I do something about it. What does it mean? The slice manager themselves could have done if they had known what is wrong with them. That's why I don't think that it's ONAP can be used as for monitoring or closed loop or policy or anything. You did not describe them in STC. You cannot. If you can't describe them in STC, you can't inventory them. I have no notion of what are the different network elements, how they're connected, what is the topology. And then just looking at the end-to-end KPI and say, oops, yeah, something is wrong. I have no idea what to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think there's somehow the Xiaomi for the modeling work, like say, they somehow they have a grouping, right? The grouping time, say, the grouping certain networks, say, this is the zoning come from the RAN, right, which is like an access network, which is a core network. Somehow you have a zoning, like say you define the grouping attributes, the grouping property in the SDC. I think it's probably the certain option you need to the grouping. This say I'm slicing in this, out the 5G RAN, what's the access now, which portion, then you can say which time. In the grouping for the like the RAN, which elements I'm going to slicing about, right? You have different hierarchy defined, right? That true in the modeling defined for that. Swami, like say design time, Alexander, in the SDC defined the hierarchy. How to define the elements in the slicing in the SDC so far? Did you have modeling defined yet?
Yeah. So
then you that will have some network connectivity. How the top, do you okay?
Yeah. So this is something that is there, but I think the point that Vimal makes is still valid, Joan. I mean, in terms of the exposure or availability of relevant information, right? Starting from the SDC and then on to the ONAP for these two scenarios, I think this still remains. I think that doesn't go away. It has to be, I mean, if we want ONAP to be, let's say, much more involved in the subnet level of, actions, then for sure it needs to have all the relevant information. Only then it can even take a decision. I mean, leave alone carrying out the decision, which may be delegated to the external entities.
I asked a question, actually same thing similar to the Vimal try to ask you, because you're talking a lot, they had to do the isolation, which part, right? But based on topology, which zoning, you wouldn't show. He just tried to say, if this is a RAN network, it's an access, it's a core something, they have to shooting from operation now which part, right? So the topology, the model design, you have to be upfront, they will not troubleshooting right away. That's why you have to predefine, either you predefine in the design time, or you want to after instantiate in the AI. So that's why I'm asking, how do you define the connectivity in the network for the modeling work?
So the connectivity between those instances, Joanne, they will be established when you instantiate them actually. So it cannot, we will have the the templates will specify, okay, you need a RAN, for example, a RAN slice subnet of these characteristics, a transport of this characteristic and a core, but which instance and then how do you connect them actually, right? For example, RAN 1 versus core 4 and transport 3, that connectivity is going to be established at the time of instantiation.
So Swami, maybe you can walk through the flow for option 3. So say, for example, a request come in and say, I want to configure a slice or want to create a slice instance, end-to-end slice instance. What does the template, what get passed to the NSSF method? And then what happens after that? Do we have steps or flow to say what get passed to NSSMF and then what does NSSMF do?
Shankar, shall we show the steps from with the OOF? Because I think the end-to-end ST is still under preparation. Yeah,
we can. I think the question here is a bit more detailed for me. I think it's also to do with what is the specific information exchange that is happening and what is the functions that is being drawn out from NSMF to NSSMF.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's where the question is, like, what, how rich is that API and the onboarding process, right? I think that's really.
Swami, Shankar, I'm sorry. My mistake. Shankar, it's KPIs is actually, I'm not even there yet. I want to instantiate network element and create a slice and configure them.
I think that's a fair question, Vimal. And I wasn't specifically referring to KPI. So if you look at the slide that Swami had here, right, the onboarding ESR stuff, the flows one that you had, Swami. You had a slide that said what is being exported from external NSSMF, right? The one next to it, I think. If you keep going. So you had a slide that said, you remember you had something with the ESR stuff onto it? It talks about what gets inventory, right?
No, that's okay. We can take it offline, Swami and Sankar. Don't want to take everybody's time here.
I think the basic question is how do you know what you're trying to manage and what can you see, is really what at the heart of Vimal's question is. How do you discover anything in that you're trying to manage, right?
Right. And I think there was a slide that sort of said that whatever information that comes from the external NSSMF regarding a slice subnet instance is going to be onboarded manually into ONAP. And that's how these resources are discovered, right? Now, if that discovery process includes the network elements and the topology on which how the slice subnet is created, then I think we kind of know how the monitoring could potentially work. But if that is going to be as simple as saying, hey, here is a slice segment or a slice subnet ID, and here are the bunch of KPIs, then what Vimal says is true, right? There is nothing you could do beyond just saying, hey, something wrong with the slice, go fix it.
I think there are other fundamental questions to say, what do we do at the design time if everything is outside? How do I say what are my configuration parameters for this slice? What are the parameters I push to DU? What are the parameters I push to CU, CP? What are the parameters I put it in and core control from functions, different functions there. How do I design those parameter values so that when I say create a slice for low latency, high reliability, that these are the parameters that I should have, these are transport I should have. Or if everything's outside ONAP, then is that how this thing, then we need to say that.
I think if everything is outside ONAP, there has to be then some way to kind of communicate back that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's those kind of parameters that you care about.
Why did you say this is outside ONAP, is the proprietary information?
No, Joanne. So there's four options here, and the discussion first started about option three before you joined the call. Vimal was basically asking, in option three, it looks like you have a whole bunch of stuff essentially outside of ONAP, and then how does ONAP come to know about anything in the network in that case?
We can take it offline. I don't want to take...
It's a very good question, though, Vimal. It's good to have the thoughts and I think the team should give that some thought, and whether it's...
I will be more than happy to come to your meetings and do some brainstorming if you want, Sankar and Swami. Just let me know what time are those meetings. But maybe we need to really go through the flow and the steps to say, what do we do at the design time? What get passed from these different interfaces I have? And
yeah.
How does it get instantiated? How does it get configured? And how does it get monitored?
Well, that makes sense. Swami, if you look at the slide version 3.3, you had it in the slide 11 before the information models. I think that's really what we want to understand. Maybe, yeah, that one. Right, it's kind of vague at this point as to what would be the service details, for example, right, and what would be the external NSSMF details.
Yeah, but let's say when you do the slicing, Shankar, I ask you a question, the step one, like a service designer will come to ICC, and of course, let's say, I'm asking just, you know, just normal step. If the service designer come to ICC, design the service, that the service designer know what slicing they're going to do. What designer is going to slicing? That's your first question.
So the slice designer would know what the CST, NST, and NSST look like. That really defines what the slice should be. Now the specific variant of how the particular slice is going to be realized would depend on how you configure the network elements and so on, right? So that would be a part of the recursion ST into NSSTs and into the corresponding network service descriptors, which ONAP knows how well to deploy, right? And which is what Vimal was mentioning earlier. So in some sense, the service that defines the NSDs may not be slice aware, but the NST, CST, and NSST are going to be certainly slice-aware. And that's the abstraction that 3GPP also wants.
Okay. So let me ask you first question. As you say, the service designer, you say, will know the which slicing they're going to do. My second question, so the certainly they will know which part of the network element they're going to slicing, either run call access or call network. So they will know the say I'm slicing only run some of the CU part, so they will know, right? So they enter the data and say I will how many slicing I'm going to do. They will know this information upfront, right?
So in the bottom up approach, right? You typically have all the network elements deployed and configured and whatnot. So at that point, I don't think the notion of what slice it belongs to would be available, right? And then again, by definition, these slice subnets are going to be shared across multiple slice instances. And similarly, the multiple slice instances are going to be shared across, you know, different communication services, right? So designing that a priori from a top-down perspective will not work in all cases, right? You could have specific cases where the slice designer would say, this slice needs a dedicated DU, right? But that does not necessarily mean which DU is going to be bound to it as known a priori.
You say, you just try to say the slicing scenario, human decide it's based on the intelligence, based on the capacity, ingestion, congestion. Like that's you try to say. I'm just try to verify this information based on the slicing. It is the predefined modeling, say capacity or something to manage to slicing. Oh, say we have our intelligence based on network congestion, we'll do the slicing internally. You wouldn't do that, right? Do you? You in this one?
I'm not sure the specific example regarding congestion that you're mentioning. Can you explain that, please?
You let's say my first question, just still maybe I talk like the question I'm asking you, the slicing, right? You say the like say in other words, predefined design time, you will know what elements you're going to slice, right?
No.
You wouldn't do, you say no. We the design time, we will know what elements we will slice. That's a fundamental question.
No, we will have, for example, Joanne. So if you look at the resource level, right, definition of the slice, I mean, the slice subnet it comes to. So it will say, for example, if I'm having a low latency slice, then it will have some information about what should be the reservation that should be done in the RAN, where should the core instance, I mean, the core part of the network be instantiated, maybe more at the edge, the resources should be allocated. So this kind of information would be available in that template, Joanne. But at runtime, I will determine, okay, now there is a request now for a low latency slice to be created. So first I will see, okay, is there anything that is already existing I can reuse or share or whatever? Let's assume there is nothing. So then at runtime, I will determine based on whatever is defined in that template plus the guidance from policy.
So Shankar, can you just hold on? So how do you know if anything is there or not? Because if it is network slice management function is outside ONAP, it doesn't know what elements have already been deployed. So how would it know
that's the part we need to flesh out a bit more because right now, so if you go to that slide with the flows, Swami, the one before information models. So this is specifically with respect to external NSSMF, right? No, yeah. Swami, the one before the information model, slide 11. Yeah, this one, right? So I think it's kind of being punted by the fact that we say external NSMF details will be onboarded into the inventory, right? Now, that's where I'm guessing the details on what specific network elements that constitute a given slice instance or segment, slice subnet instance would be onboarded into an ONAP, right? If that is going to be just saying, here is a slice subnet ID and here are the KPIs associated with it or whatever template associated with it, then you're right. It does not really provide any details on how a particular slice subnet instance is realized. But if this detail is going to be sufficient enough in terms of providing not just the topology, but also the specific configuration and the network elements involved and exports that into ONAP, then I think ONAP will have some idea about what constitutes a slice subnet.
Shankar, so if you say that you register those network element, then you register that in ANI or do you register them in U? Means I'm not sure I understand the definition of registration. Are you registering instances of those network element or those network element type?
So that I'm not sure. Swami, do you know if Borislav's model had the details on that?
No, Shankar. I think that is still being fleshed out, Shankar. That's not yet, at least to my knowledge, it's not yet fully worked out. So that's the part I think we still have to deliberate. I think Vimal's input are also very relevant in that sense. So Vimal, maybe we have the calls on Monday, Vimal. So probably we'll also invite you. And there is also a mailing list. We'll also include you. So if whatever inputs you have, right, I think these are very good inputs, at least at the right time also, Vimal, because this is being defined at this point of time.
Yeah, so next Monday, unfortunately, next Monday, I'm out. I'm out for the whole week.
Okay.
But I think we can add Vimal to the mailing
list. Yeah, sure.
That will also provide some context for me.
Yes,
Shankar, Dashami, can you include me too? I still want to know too.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, can I do a question about this slide? Have you also tried to identify the, for each management function, split this table for managed management function? Because here we are saying the responsibility for different owner project, no? But on the left, you have a lot of things that are only specific for specific management function. So it could be useful start to also split this for managed function. So you can have an ONAP that is doing a CSMF.
Okay.
Or an ONAP that is doing an SSMF and so on. And then at least we can see if it works.
Okay, Mikhail. I think it's a good point. So that at least we'll know if there are any gaps or what are the shortcomings.
Could we have multiple ONAP instances? One, for instance, doing CSMF, one doing NSMF, and one doing NSSMF? I'm trying just to understand then if each of them could have the right information.
Okay.
And then at the end, you can always have one instance that is doing everything. But
logically, we could think of it as a federated ONAP ecosystem, but I just don't know if that is going to solve the problems, right, Michaela?
I'm not interested.
Still need information exchange to the level of detail that Vimal was mentioning, right? Because otherwise, the higher order ONAPs would really be doing trivial functionality, which could have been just avoided, right? So
just to be clear, I'm not interested into the deployment aspect. I was just trying to answer to also to Vimala question. No? So I was trying to understand if one ONAP that is doing just an SSMF, what information has to get from on the top, from the upper layer, okay?
So Michaela, let's say that I was using ONAP to, so we know we have the network element already described in our STC. We have that packaging description, everything is defined and service has been defined. We know how to deploy those network element. First one, we know how to deploy a service like RAN service or a core service, or we know how to do the connectivity. So let's say that there's a request to say, I'll give you one simple example, and then I think we have to use a couple of use cases to see where are the gaps and what else I need to do. So now I have a request to say, I want a low latency, high reliability slice. And in the template says, in this region of Northeast America, and it should be, or let's say you give a geographic region, and and for that one, the design time template says, for this type of slice, I will use the existing resources for RAN, but I will have a dedicated UPF, but I will use the existing control plane network element for the core. All the admission control, session management, network slice selection function. So now I know that in Northeast, I have a core that has, now I say I need to create a slice in Northeast, that's low latency. Maybe Northeast is too big, let's say in one city, you pick a city. So for that one, I'll find the right location to create a new instance of UPF and connect that UPF to the various CUUPs that are part of. First, I find out that these are the 10, keep it simple. These are the 10 GNode Ps that are part of this slice. It has to cover the whole registration area. And I have a dedicated UPF, and that UPF has to have some special connection so that low latency and high capacity transport can be managed if they don't exist. And then I do the connectivity, I deploy the UPF, and now I configure the remaining network element, including RAN element, make them slice aware, configure the code control plane network element, and now the slice name has been registered. Any device can start using it. That's a simple use case. And we have to go down these use cases and start saying how they work.
But just a comment here, because the network slice management function has to decide to create a new NSI or use an existing NSI.
Yeah.
So it's not really looking into the resource. It's just trying to understand, is there already an NSI that I can reuse or not?
Okay. Yeah. And so if NSI has been inventoried in ANI, it could say that, would that be, does it have enough, can it be used, or it does it need to be, new instance need to be created?
Yes, so but this for an SMF, does it need the resource view or not?
So that ask the question one more time, please.
Is the an SMF or does the an SMF need the need to look at, to view the resources or not?
If I understand correctly, does it have to view the recipe? Or?
No, the resources.
Resources.
Yes.
I think that might be just, that's why we probably should start a simpler one. Let's assume that I can't say that there is enough capacity left in this NSI support one more communication service, or I need to add more resources. I think that's a bit too complicated. But if you start with a simple use case, maybe that will make some progress.
Who does the model design for design time for this slicing? It's in the Frankfurt release?
Yeah, the part of the model work, I mean, the significant part has already been done in the Dublin release, Joanne. The concept of the nested services, right, that has been defined. So that is what we are going to make use of. So Borislav from our team is working on that. So maybe, once we connect to the mailing list, I think probably if you have some specific questions, definitely you can post.
Okay, so maybe can understand the design modeling work be easier, because how do you instantiation the modeling? So I think you wouldn't say a lot of car or just micro instantiation for all the slicing so far, right? You're doing, right?
Yeah.
So Swami, I notice you still have a number of slides left. Do you want to just kind of go over a few of those?
I can go over.
Had a lot of questions already.
I think that's okay, Ben. I think that's good because it also helps to, go the right path. So, but what I would suggest is maybe we should come back after a few weeks once a little bit of these details are fleshed out, right? I think we should come back to this use case call where we'll present a little more clarity in terms of the flows. Yeah, and then also the APIs, I think, should be defined in the next few weeks. Then it will be more concrete in terms of what is being implemented and what is the next steps. So just to give an overview of what is the scope that we are looking at for Frankfurt. So we are only looking at the design time and the instantiation part of it. I mean, instantiation and the activation, of course. Not anything to do with the operation after the instantiation happens. So that will be for later. And also we are looking at, I was pointing out in the earlier slide, right? So we are right now looking at only the NSSMF to be outside ONAP, because the discussions with respect to where and how the NSSMF within ONAP should be realized, right? So here we are just giving some indicative components. This is still to be discussed further and then agreed upon.
Swami, not to play the spoils board, but in slide, the previous slide that you showed, right, the figure that we have has been updated in the new spec. It's kind of now split into preparation, commissioning, and operation phase two.
yes, Shankar. Yeah, I realized that. Yeah, I think this is the one you're referring, right? So
yeah.
So
while we speak, there are changes being made to the spec.
Yeah, so this is, you know, but in principle, the actions that the scope wise, it's okay, the box is going to be in a different area, but
yeah.
The actions remain the same more or less. So that's why I didn't change it. Yeah.
So Shankar, let's say this is maybe you define the process, just a figure, you just define the one you just Swami just saw before the one, the preparation and the Frankfurt release, right? Can you show the one? The one, the preparation, the time being, you already know what's going on, environmental. Oh, okay, the one.
So the one before, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. So the one you have preparation, like say design, provisioning, right? That will environment preparation. So first box, the second box, that would be the scope, except the activation, right? That's the current scope. You don't do the instantiation. You do the instantiation, but only do the NDI or for the Frankfurt release?
No, we do the instantiation, Joanne, but it is going to be, I mean, the instantiation that we are referring to. So if you look at, right, so where is the instantiation going to happen? Like, for example, if I'm going to have to instantiate a new VNF, right, for that, so that is going to be not done within ONAP. So that is going to be sent as a request to the external NSSMF, which is going to do the actual instantiation of the VNF, Joanne. Does that answer your question?
Okay, I want to catch you up maybe after my own days.
Okay. So that is the, this is the current scope. So right now there is still some discussion with the TSC in terms of including the UUI and the OAF scope. So the formally accepted scope as of now is for the SO and the external API. The SDC and policy, they are going to be pretty much test-only functions where we are going to, for the policy, it's going to be defining the configuration policies for the OAF for the selection function. And AI, it's going to be the new schemas. SDC, we are going to leverage the modeling work that has already gone in. So that is pretty much the, from an impact perspective.
So the policy you will be defined in the SDC pre-design time too, right? The policy rules, or you won't design after the instantiation? Like the modeling rule. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Joanne. I mean, yeah, you're making a valid point, but right now, at least maybe Shankar can correct me. What we are looking at is probably not going through the elaborate SDC way for creating those config policies for OAF, at least for Frankfurt, for the selection to happen. Of course, we will define them probably using the APIs, or not going the elaborate SDC way, right, Shankar?
At least to get started with the way, we'll just probably do what we did with service instantiation related policies, where we kind of manually onboard the policies through the policy API to begin with. But eventually it could be fed into the policy framework as a part of the definition of the NSTs or NSSTs, right? So some of that could eventually go into policy when they are being onboarded.
Okay, so I understand. So then let's see, I understand you to Frankfurt release, all about orchestration. So the ISO orchestration to slicing, you have the workflow to design for the orchestration for the slicing for this release?
Yeah, Joanne, I think that's a correct statement, yeah. So the orchestration workflows are being implemented, yeah.
So this is already defined for this one already, right? For the workflow for the slicing?
Yeah, so the workflow, the draft version is available. So actually just an hour before, the draft was presented in the SO call, Joanne. I'll share the slides as well for that. So that is also undergoing some change, a little bit of change because of that 1:1 mapping that we were referring, right, between the NSMF and the NSSMF and NSI and NSSI. But nevertheless, the draft is already available.
So would you be send me the workflow, how did you arbitration workflow, you can send to me the slide, you draft the slide?
Yeah, sure. It's
okay, all right, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Swami, just a last, before we close, Tracy and Martin, are you there? Tracy Van Breckel and Martin, are you there?
Double muted. Yes, oh. I was double muted.
There was an issue that I got an email from the Nokia demo team saying they had problems with the installation and the Rutgers installation, like ANI and some components weren't there, and it wasn't on the latest El Alto release. And when they ran a health check, it showed, you know, things were missing and stuff. So the team feels that it's a long road to hoe to get the Rutgers installation working, and you can pursue that. But I think there was a request from the team that could we demo off using within the Nokia lab and then stream it at the actual Rutgers at the actual day of.
So there, and Martin, I don't know if you may be aware of the latest status with the installation at WinLab. There's a strong preference to demonstrate the evolution of the Open Wireless Lab and 5G Cosmos, you know, the FCC Innovation Center in the New York City, New Jersey metropolitan area. So I'm hoping we can get El Alto, doing what it needs to do for the POC. And Martin, I don't know if you have any current status.
Yeah, maybe one point before maybe Martin, I'll just preempt Martin. Tracy, this is Swami here. So regarding, there are two things that are happening there in the WinLab, Tracy. One is the SON use case for which the setup is already there with certain components. Now, I think the request from Powell and team is to have the complete installation of the latest El Alto version, which obviously will override what is already present. So my suggestion would be that I've already initiated some background discussions that we should take up this point on the Friday OF call, Tracy, when everybody concerned will be there. And then we can see what would be a good way out of this.
Yeah, because I think one of the problems was, I think one of the problems was that the installation that was there already didn't have certain components of ONAP deployed, essentially, that weren't needed for whatever was there before, demos that were there before.
Yeah, when we want to talk about that before the OOF-based PCI RSI call, because our goal is to be ready for the POC and the PlugFest the week of December 2nd. And that is, I don't know, Martin, do you have any comment? I don't know if Martin's on mute or if he had to drop.
I think he might have had to drop. He's still there, but his audio might be off.
It looks like his audio is disconnected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll poke around and Sandeep, I think that was you. I think you and, or was that Swami? I'm sorry, I'm
Yeah, it's Swami, Tracy, yeah.
Okay, so I think we need to talk offline with the WinLab folks and see what the High Street folks have to say about making absolutely certain. I mean, Ben, we'll have an answer one way or the other in a couple days.
Okay, that would be great. Just respond. I sent you an email. If you could respond so we know how to proceed, that would be good.
Yep.
Obviously,
I saw the email, and that was one of numerous reasons why I wanted to be sure to be on your call.
Yeah, so obviously it would be great to actually do the demo without having to do anything remote. That would be ideal, obviously, to show that it's authentic and that it's not a recorded, you know, thing. But you know, as we see, there's some issues to work through. Okay.
Right. We're working through those issues.
Great. Okay. There was also a question, really quick. So the chats and the recordings, I send out emails to everybody, but this is the link to it. You can always find them off the R6 release page, which is here. All of the recordings and slides and stuff for our presentations and the use case realization discussions are off here. You can they're off this main page. Things in yellow are where we had dedicate to specific use cases. Things in blue are where we meet with the PTLs, and we've had lots of great discussions with demos, the demo planning and stuff too. And Swami, if you send me your slides, I'll upload them to today's wiki page as well.
Okay, and sure, and send it across.
Okay, great, thanks. So we're over time a little bit. Thank you everybody for attending, and I hope you found this discussion useful. And Swami, when you feel like you're at a point where you want to discuss more, we'll schedule another follow-up discussion.
Yeah, sure, we will do it.
Great, wonderful. Okay, thanks everybody. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.